Cold War kids who haven't heard from in about 10 years. Allison?
Yeah, one's called First.
Cool. New?
Yeah, it's off their new album. And
Big
yeah.
in America?
I don't know, actually. Hmm. I'd have to ask my mum.
I remember Hospital Beds and Hang Me Out to Dry. That was early stuff. That was about, I'd say, 10 years ago. It was 2007 or so. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I even remember that.
No? Hang Me Out to Dry.
Yeah, yeah. What was that, 2007? So I was 10.
Let's not have that conversation.
I can't have been 10.
16.
That's right. You did it to Ian Lee, so you deserve it back.
Oh, yes. Ian Lee this afternoon, where I said when I was 11, I used to watch him on TV. He's like, don't make me feel old.
How old are you now?
25. Sorry, Ian Lee. Poor guy.
We were talking about this a couple of months ago, weren't we, about My Chemical Romance. And you were like, God, I remember listening to that when I was...
Oh, yeah, we were. We were talking about vinyl, like, things like that, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do you want buy vinyl when they were younger?
Yes.
What sort of things do you buy?
First vinyl I ever bought was Kiss, Hotter Than Hell.
Wow.
From Camden when I was like 12.
Hmm.
And the first one I ever got given was my dad's collection, which included like Sticky Fingers by the Stones,
mm-hmm.
Dark Side of the Moon,
nice.
The Wall,
mm-hmm.
Regatta to Blank,
mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, cool. When I was about 10, so...
Wow. It's a good collection to have when you're 10, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's early starting to heavy music. I remember the first picture disc I ever bought. Maybe the first vinyl I ever bought was Air Hostess by Busted.
Really? They did a vinyl of that?
They did. It was the only vinyl they ever released. It was a 7-inch.
I would never have guessed that.
2,000 copies, and mine is number 124.
That's pretty cool.
Four, which I'm very happy with. I'm so cool, I know. I've also got McFly's, obviously, on vinyl, which I don't know why I've got that.
I don't know why you've got that.
Not as impressive.
Well, no, I mean, it's a complete failure. And I love pictures. They're beautiful. Sarah, vinyl?
Yeah, I have some weird ones. I have some Alice Cooper bootlegs.
Mm. I've got an Alice Cooper bootleg
yeah?
as well. Is it the one where it's like on the actual disc, on the tracking, it's just like A1, A2, A3, A4?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got that one. Yeah, yeah.
You've got the same Alice Cooper bootleg on vinyl. That's fantastic.
Amazing. I have a live show as well, which I got them to sign. And
yeah.
That was all right, though.
You've got the Alice Cooper tattoo, which I'm sure we bring up every week.
Have
now,
you?
I yeah. have, yeah.
Get
my
it out.
You've got
Remember the Coop on your arm.
Yeah.
One day we'll take a photo and put it on the Burst website,
pretty
maybe.
Cool.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah. That's cool. Alison, a vinyl fan?
Yes. That is the one thing that I've told my parents, like, no matter what, I have to have it as their vinyl collection. I don't have any of my own, just mostly because I've never had space to be able to put them or to get a record player.
Yeah.
So yeah, they've told me if I'm willing to get like the record player fixed, I can pretty much have it as soon as I have space.
Awesome.
So I'm just like, yes.
What's the best one in the collection?
Oh God, I don't know. There's so much. I don't know if I could pick a favorite.
Could you pick a favorite of yours?
I could.
Yeah.
And I can't believe someone gave it to me.
Right.
I got given an original Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club band.
Oh.
With...
Sarah just fainted.
Died. She died.
And it's got inside it the original, I don't know if you know this, but like the cardboard cutout with the like the tash and the band. Someone gave that to me.
Wow.
And I didn't give it them back.
No. I mean, I don't have many albums. I love Black Holes. But I think probably my favourite is, and you know what, Leanna yawns over this all the time, but you know, Leanna can... stuff herself on this. Sorry, Leanna. No offense. She's coming in next week. What? No one tell her I said that. Oh, I've got the Nationals' fifth album, High Violet, on purple vinyls. And you open up the thing, it says High and Violet, and they're purple. And,
yeah.
Oh, I love that.
What is this with coloured vinyl? Because one of the more recent ones I got was an Anthrax record, and it was like lime green.
Mm.
I wasn't expecting it.
I like colour vinyl.
I like that idea, though.
I like clear vinyls. I've got clear Rammstein 7-inch of Keine Lust, I think. Or I like it, sort of thing. Sarah, favourite vinyl?
My uncle gave me an original Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers Southern Accents album from the 80s.
Cool.
So, yeah, I really like that one.
Awesome.
That is cool.
Very cool. Well, that was the vinyl countdown on...